We are learning Masechtas Kedusha in Daf Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 10 lines from the top, at the end of a line, Ravin Chasida. So let's talk about Ravin Chasida, Ozu L'Kedush Le'itz L'Brei. Ravin Chasida went to Mekadesh a woman for his son, and like Taisa speaks out on top, we're talking about a case where the son let him know that he wants this Isha. So top Taisa says, Ma'iri da'ar tsuya arte kamei v'shosik. A son does not make his father a shliach. We saw the Gemara of Memheim Reis. So here the case was that the father was matzia the shliach to the son. So I said, yeah, it sounds good. And therefore, he was simich on him to be mekadesh to Isha for him. The son was relying on the father to mekadesh this Isha for him. So what happened? So Ravin went, kitchel nafshei. He was mekadesh her for himself. Freyti Gemara, this is Ravin Chasida over here. He was a chassid. But Tanya says, we went to Bryce. If the shliach is mekadosh to Isha for himself, it works. Obviously, it works. El shenog by minig ramayis, but it's considered ramayis. The Hagin said Ravin Chasida was a ramay. So my answer is no. Lo yavu nele. They didn't want to get. They didn't. This lady did not want to marry the son. So therefore, he said, you know what? I'll take it for myself. And she was masking to marry the father. So, Frank the Gemara, and the Taisa Riyazaka means he should have gone first back to the Ben, or send a message to the Ben, saying, look, she doesn't want you. And therefore, there won't be any tzad, there's a Ramai. But now, it looks like a Ramai. And for the Gemara, he was worried if he goes back to the son, or he waits to send a message to the son, by that time someone else will grab her. Therefore, he's Mekarash right away in order no one else to take her. I can ask me, I every shidduch basharet. What is he worried about? If it's basharet, if it's basharet, what's he worried about? Zokto, the Ritva actually asks his kasha, and the Ritva says that din that 40 days before the vlad, we say who's marrying who is only got a zidduch rishon. But got a zidduch sheni, it's not like that. And here we're obviously talking about zidduch sheni because Ravin Chasida had a son. So since there was zidduch sheni over here, therefore he's worried. Someone wants to grab her. Akapam, that's why he didn't go be my dear the son first. Zokto more vayta. Rav Barachana, Yav leizuzi le Rav. Rav Barachana give money to Rav. Omli zavin dali lahi ara. Buy me that piece of property. Also zavin avshay. So Rav went and bought it for himself. Frey the Gemara. By the time we learned in the Brisa that if you make a shliach for someone to do something, he takes it for himself. It works, but it's a rami. Mash also el shenog b'mini ramayis, but it's still ramayis. He told me Rav was a rami. And for the Gemara, no. Baga dali mihaba. It was a property in the area of Bali Israel, like the mafia. And they don't let everyone buy a piece of property by them. They didn't want Rav Bachana here. And the only one they allowed is Rav. And therefore, Rav bought it for himself. The Rav Bachana will not give a cover. So, Frank the Gemara, you should at least told Rav Bachana before he buys it. By the way, they don't want to sell it to you. But me, they'll sell it to. So, here also he thought maybe someone else would come and grab it. Therefore, he just bought it right away. Rav Gidol have mahapach bahi ara. Rav Gidol was investigating, looking into this certain property to buy it, and we thought everyone knew this. Also, Rav Abba went and Zavna bought it, and we'll see later on. Rav Abba didn't know that Rav Gidol was looking into it. So also, Rav Abba Zavna. Also, Rav Gidol, Kavli Rav Zera. Rav Gidol went to complain to Rav Zera. Look, I'm looking into that property, and then Rav Abba swooped in and bought it. So Rav Gidol went and complained to Rav Zera. Also Rav Zera, Kavli Rav Yitzchak Nafka. Rav Zera went and told over a story to Yitzchak Nafka, complained to him, said, this is a story. Omalei hamti mach yala etzlein l'regel. Wait till they come to us by the regel. By the regel, the minig was, everyone came to the Rabbeim to hear a shir. And wait till we'll get together, we'll talk about it. Kisolik, when it came up by the regel, by Yom Tov, Ashkechei, so Rav Yitzchak Nafka found Rav Gidol. Omalei, what's the halach of oni v'hapich b'charorah? Which Rashi learns that there's an Oni who is what? Rav Yitzchak Nafka. Omalei hamti nach yalat in a regel. Kisolik Ashkei. They found Rav Gidol. Omalei. I don't know Rav Abba. Omalei. Rav Gidol is the one who's the culprit, and Rav Yitzchak Nafka is said wait till you get to us the regel. Where do you see Rav Abba anyway? What?
Rav Abba was the culprit. Rav Gidol was the one.
Oh, Rav Abba was the culprit. Right. Rav Gidol was the Oni b'hapachrara. Rav Abba was the one. Very good. Yeah. So Kisolik, when Rav Abba came up, Ashkechei, and they found him, Omalei, Oni b'habach b'charara. What's the halach of Oni is looking b'habach b'charara? Rashi learns it means Oni, who is trying to be zeicha from the hefker, or the Balbayah should give him a matana, a certain piece of cake or cookie, Someone else came and grabbed it first. My, what's the halacha? Amalei, so Rav Abba answered, Nikki Rasha, it's called Rasha. So, Ve'elam Bar, my time out of. So, why did you do this? Amalei, lo have you done? I didn't know that Rav Gidol was looking into it. So, the Gemara says, so Hashad Amin Esmele Bar, so give it back to him now. Sell it to him now. Amalei, Zvuni Lemes Vadinilo. I don't want to sell it to him. The Arakamai, he's my first piece of property. Lemes Samda Milsa. And it's not a good simon to sell your first property you bought. If Rav Gidol wants, I'll give it to him for matana. But Rav Gidol, he didn't want a matana. So therefore he didn't want it. So now we had a stalemate here. Because Rav Abba doesn't want to sell it, because it's not a good simon. And Rav Gidol doesn't want to take a free matana. So Rav Abba doesn't want to keep it now, because vice Rav Gidol, the hafikbah Rav Gidol. Rav Gidol looked into it first. He felt it was not right to take it. Both don't want it. Leather being a ara, a property that was left over for the Rabbanim, for the Hefgil Tamidim, and they used it because neither Rab Abba or Rav Gila wanted it. Now Rashi learns, Oni Mahapak Chororim means a case where even by Hefker, that is somebody that's Hefker, the Oni is like looking into taking it, and you go ahead and sweep in and take it first. The Lachis, that's a Rasha. Now Tosfos asked from a Gemara, now that's moved out like that, and therefore Tosfos is a big story. Tosfos said the Issa in Ox and Rashi, the Issa the Mahapek Mecharoro is only when he wants to buy it. So since you want to buy something, so you can tell the other guy, you buy something else, don't buy my thing. You buy something else. There's a lot of properties around. Why buy my property, Dafka? But if it's Hefker, then you can't tie to go get something else Hefker. Who's another thing Hefker? And there's no tie to only Hapek Mecharoro. Big story from Tosfos. I read the Tosfos inside a little bit. Tosfos is like 7 lines in. Remember every time. The Issa the Mahabach the Nakar Hakal Shaykh El Naf Dafka Kusharitsa only Larviach Mischiris. He wants to make money by renting it out, Kusharitsa Likus Dova Akar, Vikhver Makdim, Vikoina. He wants to buy something and his friend comes and buys it first. Rav Dumi Rav Gidol, like the story of Rav Gidol with the property. Why? I investigated. Why are you looking at that? Go find something else to buy. Therefore, that's the sheet of the rain time. Not like Rashi, that by Hefker there's no din only Hefker Charora. Obviously, it's a big sugi in Chosh Mishpah, but we're not going to go into that now right now. So, what do we write? Send the Mishnah of a Chema Oyim Elisha Skachali La'achash Loishim Yoim. I want you to become a Kadesh to me after 30 days. If someone else is a Kadesh her in between, the second guy is chal, because since the first kedushin was not going to be chal until after 30 days, the second kedushin is chal. Zot gemara loy ba acha bekitzur shel shloshim. Let's say no one comes in the kaddish. Does it work? No. Rav Shmuel domer tavayu mekadeshes. It works. Va'afa pish and esaklu amoyis. Even though there is no money anymore, the money was used up. That means he gave her $100 on Rosh Chodesh Nisan to become a kaddish. The kedushin chal bin chal to Rosh Chodesh ear. By Rosh Chodesh year, there's no zecher of that $100. The halacha is, it's still a good kedushin. My timer. Hani Zuzi, so let's just speak outside. We know a halacha of milva and pekadin. By milva, if you give alvah to Isha or Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then Rosh Chodesh year, you say, well, you know what, don't pay me back. It should be a kedushin. It's not a good kedushin. Because milva le'av a kedushin. And the halacha is by pekadin, if you give $100 for safekeeping, and by Rosh Chodesh year, it's gone, you also can't make a kedushin. You have to have something left over. So here, why is it good kedushin? So Gemara explains like this. My time, Hani Zuzi Loi La Milva Dami Loi Pekadim Dami. It's not Dami to Milva or Pekadim. La Pekadim Loi Dami, because Pekadim Rishus Tamar Kamas Achli. Pekadim belongs to the owner, and if it gets eaten, it's really in the shush of the owner. And now he wants to give it to her, and left. That's why it's not a good kedushin over there. But Hani, but here she's eating it Rishus. Rishus the dog Kamas Achli. She's allowed to eat it. It was hers. So therefore, it's different than Pekadim. Milva is given for her own use. Hani b'toyres kedushin yavan elayi. This was given b'toyres kedushin. It was not given to use. It was given amanas that she should have a kedushin. So even though she used it up, but it was given to her, and if she doesn't do kedushin, she owes the money back. So it was given for kedushin unless, if you don't want kedushin, you owe the money. So the only way you're allowed to keep the money and eat the money in the first place only if you do kedushin. It's like a tanai. If you look at Rashi, Loitzonet, no, the second half, Rashi says, about Elu, Therefore, ki akla di da akla ulchimata zimna makadish. There's a kedushin. Why? Because his mother was giving for kedushin, and she only is eating it with her kedushin. So therefore, when she eats it, she owes the kedushin back to the husband, and therefore, after 30 days, kivichav kedushin imol ma'ayin nahir, because she still owes that. That's the halacha. Now the Ran speaks out. This halacha is only by kedushi kesef. But by shtar, the shtar is not here, will not work. And the reason is pretty obvious, because there the shtar has to make the kedusha, and the shtar is not here anymore. Zok the Ran, I'll read you inside. V'davka v'kedusha kesef hu demir mekudeshes v'shem time the kesivna. Av'kedusha shtar, im nikrav, gets torn, or never lost, v'ade in v'kedeshes, given the v'shaita d'chal ha'kedusha lesa v'aylam. It's not here. It means you're right for the Gemara, they don't like that. Akaponim, it only works by kesef. Zok the Gemara v'ayta. Loi bo'acha v'kitcha. Let's say no one else was Makadish, her in those 30 days, and then she wants to be Chayza within the 30 days. Could she be Chayza or not? What's the Shaila here? Everything is done. Everything's put into play already for Kedusha to be Chal. The only thing we have to wait for is time, 30 days. Now, within 30 days, she wants to be Chayza. Could she be Chayza or not? Everything's done already. You already agreed. You already accepted the Kedusha. So could you be Chayza or not? Loi ba'ach v'kitcha v'chazza ba'amahu. Chayza v'yechon v'shlakash. V'yechon v'chazeres. She could be Chayza. Also, even v'at diber. The new Dibra that says, I want to be Chayza, is v'at of Dibra that she said she wants. Solution? Shlakash over. Ain't a Chayzeres. She can't be Chayza. Loi also diber v'at diber. The Dibra has not come. A Dibra cannot become a v'at of diber. Chayka says, could a Dibra v'at of diber? Freit the Gemara. Isra v'yechon v'shlakash. V'yechon v'shlakash. You hold you can't be v'at of your diber. I'll show you first in a bryce that you could. Bito. It's a mishnah actually. Pito, if you made a shliach do tshuma for you, and then you said, you know what, don't do it. Im actually taran pito, ain't tshuma tshuma. If you, before he did the tshuma, you mevatel the shliach, ain't tshuma tshuma. So you see, I can mevatel the shliach. V'alcha diber v'dibu, because the mevatel diber, here you see, diber kvatel diber. So what's the difference here by the condition that Rav Shlakish says you can't mevatel diber, there you see mevatel diber. And for the Gemara, no, Rav Shlakish agrees that a regular dibur to a dibur is a vatal. Here it's a little better. Here it's really a maisa. She accepted money and she said yes. It's not mamish a maisa, but it's more similar to a maisa, and therefore that's where Rav Shlakish is alacha. You send a get to your wife, and here it's shikla maisa. You gave a get to the shliach. You gave a get to the shliach. And he said, give it to my wife. And you bumped into the shliach, and shalach achrav shliach, you sent the shliach after him. The chiddush v'giv shliach is, even though you didn't actually go after him, you just bumped into him, still called a bittul. Oh, you shalach achrav shliach, get you and start lach bottle, or raise a bottle, lach it's bottle. Mishnah v'sach's getten. Lach is the get's bottle. Freit the gemara, but since gel yad shliach, the chiddush is mois yad yishtom. Here's shtikol ma'i, sevek tani, raise a bottle, you can bottle it. And the gemara is still not a dimin. Why? Until the get reaches her hand, it's dibur. The difference is, by kedushin, everything is done, put into play for the ma'aseh kedushin to happen. Everything is done. But a get, you're right, the husband gave the get to the shliach, but the shliach never gave it to the isha, so the whole thing was not put into play yet. Therefore, it's not called a ma'aseh. That's still called a dibur, and that's not called a ma'aseh, and therefore, we still... still called Asli Dibur Mavatl Dibur, and that's why there the Brittle works according to Rosh Lakers. Talk to my right. Now Rosh Lakers comes to ask Kasha Rav Yechanan. It's Rosh Lakers Rav Yechanan. The Gavi Tumah the Lach is that the Tola Kaili is Nigmar, that does not become Tame, which means the Tola is completed. Now, there's certain times you can make a bench, but you want it to look like rough, you don't want it to look smooth. Other times you want it to look smooth. You want to make circles on it, make moldings on it. So what's the halacha? When is it called a chair that's a kama tuma? When it's usable or when it's complete? What's the halacha? So kol hakelim zok the mishnah. Kol hakelim, it's a tesefta in kelim actually. Kol hakelim yardum de tamasa machshava. All kelim they become complete with the machshava. Which means like this: if I have machshava, say you know what, I want to leave it like this. Leave it like this, then it's considered a keli, and it becomes tummy. It can become a tumma. But vein oilim de tamasam el b'shina ma'isa. But once something becomes tummy, or if you had a mind already that it should be complete, the only way it changes the status, either if it's Tameh or if it changes status being Keli, it's only with a Maisa. You have to actually do a Maisa. You have to start then smoothing it out, sanding it. You have to start doing something. And if it's Tameh ready, you have to make a hole in it to break it. You have to do a Maisa in order to break it from the Tumah. So, and what's the klal? The klal is the top of my base. The klal is like this. Maisa moitzi miyad maisa. A maisa is moitzi from a maisa. Or miyad machshava. If you start off with a maisa, even if you did a maisa, maisa. That's how it is. That even if you, for example, let's say you smoothed it out and you stopped smoothing. So that's a maisa, you did a smoothing out. But now I want to smooth it more. Once I start smoothing it again, that is a maisa. Umiyad machshava. It's partial. Maisa is maisa da machshava. Just had a machshava now to smooth it, then I start sanding it down. Avad, that will make it not a complete keli anymore. But machshava, ein moitzi loy midei maisa loy machshava. But machshava alone cannot be moitzi not midei maisa loy machshava. So that kind of tesefta. So the kasha of shlokas of Yechon is like this. Bishlam miyad maisa loy mafka. Bishlam a machshava miyad maisa can't be mafkiyet. Why not? Also divin vata maisa. A divin cannot be vata maisa. El miyad machshava, according to Rav Yechon, on the whole, divin vata divin, a miyad machshava miyad topic. L'chera, you Rav Yechon holds divin vata divin. Why can't machshava vata machshava? What's wrong? They're equal. And for the Gemara, Rav Yechon lands like this. Shani machshava de tumma de chi maisa dami. A machshava de tumma has the status of a maisa. How do we know that? Kura papa. We know there's a halacha that food is not makabel tumma unless it gets hechsher, unless there's some water, some certain type of liquids touch it, then it's considered something like makabel tumma. Now, let's say water falls in it by itself, so it depends. If I'm happy with that, then it's good, it works. If not, not. Kura papa, there are papa rami. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, Chiyiten, it says Chiyutan Mayim. Losh the pasuk is Chiyutan Mayim al Zera Avnafam of Losam. Alav Tomei Lachem. When Mayim was put on the Zera and the veil fell on it, it's Tomei. So it says really Chiyiten. Doesn't have a vav. It says Chiyiten. Chiyiten. VeKarina beChiyutan. Okay, Tzad. Chiyutan Dumei Chiyiten. The Yutan, which is put by itself, has to be similar to Chiyiten when you put it. Mayiten the Nichlei. When you put it yourself, you want that. Af Yutan the Nichlei. Yutan also has to be that you're happy with it. So what do you see? That if water is put on this peiri, even though you didn't do it, it's considered ki'il you did it, if you have das. So you see, machshava, that I wanted it, makes believe I did it. So therefore, it has a din of a maisa. Since it has a din of a maisa, therefore, Rabbi Yechon will agree that machshava is not moitz de machshava, because machshava gavetoma is considered a maisa. And therefore, it's not shver on Rabbi Yechon from this brisa. So what we're learning so far is like this. There are shlokas holds that ain't Dibra and Vata Dibra, at least when that Dibra has a Maisa of Nesinas Moya, is to Kedushin, money for Kedushin. And as long as those, even that is Dibra and Vata Dibra. The also Dibra and Vata Dibra. Akaponim, that's how, that's the first Pshat and Mechlekes V'Yechon and Aras Lakash.